This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, August 27th. God's word for you today is set time. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verse 126. And it says, Lord, it is time for you to act, for these evil people have violated your instructions. Today, we will go back to our final thought from yesterday that flowed from Psalm 105, verse 44, which says, when the time was right, he gave them land from other nations, and they took possession of the wealth of the peoples. You may be wondering how, because when you drive around, you see that the houses are taken and you get depressed. God says, when you see the houses are taken, begin to praise him. He gave them land from other nations and they took possession of the wealth of the peoples. That is the assurance we have. Someone reading this today is probably thinking, that is not even fair. Why will God do that? When you see him, you can query him. In the meantime, those of us who believe him will receive all these things in Jesus' name. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Are you tired and weary and feeling like giving up? God is saying to you today, if you do not give up, you are going to reap your harvest. The harvest is here. The lyrics of a popular Yoruba song states that not knowing the time is what troubles humanity, but my times are in the hands of the Lord. It is not knowing the time that makes us weary and tired. This and that has happened to such and such. When will it be my time? Psalm 31 verse 15 says, my times are in your hands. Your times are in God's hands, and they are secure. Nobody can snatch it from his hands. He is the eternal God, so do not panic. You may still be wondering, my times are in God's hands, but when will it be my time? Well, I was minding my business like a Lagos boy. God breathed upon me and said, I shall say to you, if you will receive it, your time has come in the name of Jesus. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. It will take God's mercy. You have been asking, when will I hear children crying in my house? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your time has come. I am just an errand boy. But if you will release your faith, the set time that will change your story is upon you in the name of Jesus. Chronos and Kairos. The former refers to chronological or sequential time, when the latter signifies a proper or opportune time for action. Chronos, you are chasing after it, but you cannot run from the set time. The key thing is, when the set time comes, your faith or your lack of faith cannot stop it. Ask Abraham and Sarah. You may feel that you do not have the faith required. In the name of Jesus, God will override your faith and bring your miracle. Something happens that changes the game entirely. It is called grace. Mercy will speak for you and favor will open doors for you, whether you qualify or not. It is time for favor. Let us pray. Lord, it is time for you to act, This negative situation has violated your instruction for too long. Arise and have mercy on me, for this is my set time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.